This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't forget, before the show is done, we will give you another chance to win a pair of tickets to go see the Caps take on the Hurricanes at Capital One Arena for Game 2, which is Thursday night. Game 1 is tonight at Capital One Arena. Right now on the Rude Guest Hotline, Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Waiting to be joined by our friend Alan May. He should join us shortly to help break down the series as Carolina visits.
My guess is that he'll be very optimistic. He's usually pretty bullish.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yes.
He's not going to care what these analytics guys say.
He's not going to put too much stock in that.
Well, we went through all of the so-called experts, you know, the guys who cover hockey for ESPN and all those big names. Mark Messier took the Canes, but a lot of them took the Caps.
Yeah, but a lot of those guys aren't analytics guys.
True.
Right.
Yeah, they're just commentators.
Right.
Or former players.
Can the analytics people account for the fact that Tom Wilson, this is from RussianMachineNeverBreaks.com, Tom Wilson has a lucky egg in his locker stall and he's not moving it?
Okay. You can't account for that.
It's nestled up there with some of his athletic tape on the top shelf of his locker. Like, how do you put that into your analytics machine? What do you do with that?
We never got into this, but I had texted Drab that I wanted to, and I think we both forgot. So when he had that series-changing hit, right, I was of the opinion, and you know I'm probably wrong, but I was of the opinion, man, that looked like a penalty to me, but obviously amazing, and I'm all for it. Somebody hit me to, he sent me a link, and I think it was from the TNT broadcast or wherever the hell it was, whatever the broadcast was. I don't know what that was on.
Well, it was obviously on Monumental, yeah. I think it was either True TV or TBS.
One of those
broadcasts.
And he says, because if you've noticed, Willie, I don't think has particularly from afar changed his style. He's still a fierce hitting.
Nor should he.
Okay, but some people he should because he's getting so many suspensions. Mm-hmm. Like adjust.
Yeah.
And apparently, and again, I'm not a sophisticated hockey guy, but apparently Willie, I guess, has told the league or they've told him or whatever. His deal is now he warns people when you're skating around in the game and you've got your head down.
Yeah.
He's going to say something before he hits you just to warn you he's coming. Like, because he doesn't want to be suspended either.
Yeah.
And so when you go and listen to the TBS clip, I'm not convinced it's Wilson, but the fan of the Caps who sent it to me said, that's Wilson sent you right before the hit. You hear a guy as they're skating go, hey, because the guy's head is down.
Right.
And he's trying to
alert
him. Hey, get your head up because I'm about to take you out, brother.
And
so
if he
give
was
a hint of a warning. And by him doing that, it's kind of like an agreement with the league.
Makes it a legal hit.
Yeah, and it makes it to the
more
league.
Legal.
So, hey, don't
legaler.
Suspend me.
More legal.
I'm not taking a cheap shot. I'm even warning the guy.
It's a nice
because if he doesn't look and he gets pounded, he's probably going to the box.
Well, it's a nice courtesy of him
it's
to do.
It's a courtesy.
If he did that, it was nice of him to do it, but there's nothing within the rules that says he has to do that.
No,
that he has
but
to
he's
give a guy
Tom
a heads
Wilson,
up.
Whose reputation has been held against him. In other words, I'm buying the theory that Willie is even warning these guys. I'm actually buying it, and
your warning should be Tom Wilson's on the ice, and you know how powerful he is. So don't skate with your head down.
Right.
You shouldn't have to be verbally warned when.
He's going the extra mile because he doesn't want to be suspended.
I understand.
Of course not.
And if you listen to the clip, you can actually hear right before he hits him, and I think it's Willie screaming, hey, And then boom.
I wish we had that right now.
Yeah. Then he just brings the hammer.
But the thing is, you just can't tell who's saying it.
Right.
Yeah. It could be anybody.
It could be anybody. Yeah. But I
were they near the benches?
It was right near the sideboards.
It was near the wall.
I think it was opposite the benches, but I'm not. I'd have to look at the hit again.
My guess is that the guy who sent it to me is correct,
and that it is
Willie, and that he is trying to avoid suspension, but he doesn't want to take away his aggressiveness, right? So I thought it was an interesting point. So you guys can look for that.
Playoff hockey is just so intense.
It's so riveting.
It really is.
I mean, you're just completely dialed in the whole time. At least I am.
Gives you a lot to look forward to because you know it's every 2 days. I believe this series is going to be played every 2 days. There might be one separation of 3 days, but you know, you got game one obviously tonight. You got game two Thursday night.
And yeah, the hit happened and opposite then Saturday. The benches. It was not near the wall where the benches were.
So it wouldn't
were.
Have been one of it wouldn't have been one of their teammates.
I'm 99% sure it was Willie.
Yeah.
And he's just saying hey right before he pops him.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, because he doesn't want to be suspended for being a physical player. Is the theory. And I actually kind of buy it.
I'll buy it.
Yeah.
Well, you also shouldn't be suspended just for being a physical player. Just because Tom Wilson's hits look more vicious and are more powerful doesn't mean he's committing a penalty.
I agree. But sometimes he has.
Sometimes he has, sure.
And so,
but that case, I mean, the refs were right there.
And
nobody raised their hand. Nobody blew a whistle.
Right. And it could be because they also recognize that he's, you know, warning these guys. Get your head up.
Yeah. Which, again, he doesn't have to do.
He
Not necessary. That is a nice move. But
it's a courtesy.
If it is, it's a classy move by Willie before he destroys you.
Yeah, I wonder how many players would actually do that.
I don't know.
Well, maybe when you've been on the brink of so many suspensions.
Because
his reputation. Is anybody going to argue that they were holding his reputation against him at times with some penalties and some suspensions?
No.
Yeah. I think you're right.
So you got to adjust somehow, and that may be his adjustment. I don't know.
I just think he's a line teeterer, and we talked about that.
He definitely
with that
is.
So sometimes it's going to go against you, and sometimes it's going to go in your favor. But
this listing of the Caps being the shortest, the longest odds to win, it's really starting to rankle me.
Which team do you think they definitively should be higher ranked than?
Well, how about the Winnipeg Jets? The Winnipeg Jets were 1.6 seconds away from going bye-bye. See you later, mate. Being pushed by an 8 seed. They have a better chance of winning.
But didn't they have the best record in all
they
of
did.
Hockey?
They did.
Okay.
Well, maybe
St. Louis.
But maybe it's because
all the Caps did was dispatch the Canadiens in five games. They had one ugly one out of five. Took care of business, and they're just getting. It's just disrespect.
But maybe it's because they assume that we have a much tougher shot in this round and could lose.
I'm sure
Carolina.
That's something that goes into it.
Yeah.
I haven't completely. I haven't crunched all these numbers. In
no,
my
but
super
I think
where,
line,
where do they have the Winnipeg Pets?
Plus 1,000.
But where? Well, on the list.
What ranking?
They're seventh out of eight.
Winnipeg is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're ahead of the Caps.
Yep.
So the top two teams are getting disrespected.
Yeah. Yes.
You sure you're not reading this in reverse?
No, that's what I saw too.
The Jets are plus 1,000 and the Caps are plus 1,100. The Dallas Stars have the shortest odds at plus 410. And the Carolina Hurricanes are plus 470. I don't like this list. This is just a Vegas odds list.
Yeah, but usually they have some numbers behind what they put out there.
They're kind of just tossing out. They're clearly tossing out what the regular season numbers were.
Well, I think they're also factoring in everybody assuming Carolina is the favorite here. It could be harder for us to get out of it.
Right.
Yeah, there's some good-ass teams in the Eastern Conference. Those four
but
teams
to
are good.
But to be eighth in a vacuum seems outrageous.
Again, correct me if I'm wrong. I missed the part where the Carolina Hurricanes are now the Edmonton Oilers of the mid-80s with Wayne Gretzky, where they won, I think, five Stanley Cups or five in like 7 years. Maybe I'm missing that. Maybe I've missed this Hurricanes run of dominance where they've racked up a bunch of Stanley Cup wins. Because last time I checked, they had one, just like the Caps, and theirs was back in 2006.
Yes.
Well, that couldn't be less relevant.
And I believe they also went through, I know everybody's hyping up the fact that they've made seven straight playoff appearances. Why don't you look at what happened before those seven straight playoff appearances?
Yeah, I think they struggled.
8 or 9 seasons of missing the playoffs. Miss.
But that's irrelevant.
Did you take any solace when Earl called in from Raleigh and he says the fans there and the radio folks down there they don't have that same confidence that the stats people have. So they're not like disrespecting.
Yeah, I don't think Carolina fans are like flexing their muscles at this point.
Right.
They're probably as surprised as we are that the Hurricanes are the favorite in the series.
Let's go to Evan in Richmond. Evan, what's up?
Hey, morning, boys. Love the show as always, and go Caps.
Thanks,
I got one quick tidbit. Cakes, I love you, buddy, but you got to stop calling Pierre-Luc Dubois Luke Dubois. It's like calling J.P. Flame Paul Flame. It's just not his name at all, buddy.
Hold on. I want to be correct. So if I'm doing something that's especially tilt-worthy, please set me on the correct
path.
What
is he saying incorrectly?
You call him Luke Dubois? You don't throw in the Pierre before?
Pierre-Luc Dubois.
Yeah.
Luke Dubois.
He calls him...
You've been skipping the Pierre?
You've been skipping the Pierre.
Why are you anti-Pierre?
I don't know. So you
call him Doobie. You can call him PLD. You can't call him Luke Dubois.
That's not his name.
Now I need to figure this out. Is his name is his last name Dubois or Luke Dubois?
His
last name is Dubois. His first name is Pierre Luc.
Okay,
Peter Luke.
So okay, that's where you're
wrong.
So
he's calling him.
So I'm wrong. I'm clearly
just
wrong.
Call him Doobie.
I'll just keep. You know what? I'll just keep calling him Luke Dubois. You know what?
Just to piss this guy off.
That's my thing. It's my thing.
It's not just me, Cakesy. It's not just me.
Other people right, love are you, boys. Upset.
So Pierre Luc is his first. So it's like saying John Paul.
Yeah, I did. I mean.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
All right. Love you guys.
Thank you.
I think this is the correct term. What do you think? I'm a Francophile? I know everything about French people and how their names work.
I did see that on Twitter. I saw that on Twitter because he was calling him
the wrong name.
I didn't really. Yeah, now make.
But
sense.
That's what makes sense. Yeah, Cakes thought Luke Dubois was the last name.
Yeah.
But it's John. It's
well,
like
you know what?
You can. I think you could change. Are you too stubborn to change?
Admit your fault.
I'm clearly wrong.
Just say okay. Yeah,
but
I
it's kind of a good bit to stick with Luke Dubois.
Because
he's Pavlovian. You know this. That's why he calls him Martin St. Louis instead of Martin St. Louis.
Yeah, but that was on purpose.
I know, but.
Yeah, but I'm taking a life L by admitting defeat.
Are you
defeat.
Not allowed to take L's?
I mean, I try to take as few L's as possible, like most people. I like taking dubs. So I like getting curly dubs.
All right, so you just want to stick with this one.
Right? Yeah. I don't know. You know what? I'll reassess.
I think that you're a diehard Caps fan. For me, you're the biggest Caps fan that I know.
You know,
I think you would want to name him correctly.
I respect... Pierre-Luc Dubois.
Yeah.
I love what he's done for the team.
Pierre-Luc Dubois.
I'll just call him Doobie.
Yeah.
That's the easy.
Just call him Doobie. Yeah.
Doobie or PLD.
Yeah.
Either one works. I'm not trying to disrespect the guy, but I guess I was using his name incorrectly.
Yeah, you were trying to be disrespectful. You were just stupid.
I mean, it's happened before. I'm sure it'll happen again.
Drabby, is Alan May still sleeping? What's going on? Is he working out?
His phone's off. I don't know.
His phone's off? Okay. Well, let's keep working on it for next segment.
Your phone's better. Your phone's beat up.
My phone's awful right now.
Are you still in a panic about it?
It's just weird.
What'd they say?
Because the homepage, it says.
Why don't you delete some extra videos and stuff and then restart the phone and see if it doesn't clear up a little bit? I'm just curious.
It says emergency calls only, but it's not that. I can make any call I want. I can text anybody. I have internet service. I know, it's just strange.
Just go to an AT&T store. They'll help you out. They'll hook you.
All right, let's go to Bill. Bill, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Good morning, Junks. Great to talk to you fellas again.
Thanks, man.
I do kind of agree on the last caller a little bit, even though it's not a big deal. But Pierre-Luc Dubois.
Pierre-Luc. All right.
Yes, I don't know. hey, listen, I wanted to ask you guys what your thoughts are on, like, what some of these guys' playlists might be before the game. Like, for example, I would like to think Tom Wilson, one of my favorite players of all time, would put a song like Payback by Slayer in his playlist before the game.
Is this a heavy metal Chris Plant call? That's what it says. It just reeks of that. I don't know. I don't know what the players' playlists sound like before they take the ice. I have no idea. All I know are their goal celebration songs.
Yeah, true. Well, I'm excited about tonight, fellas. I live and breathe them, and I just hope they get it done. I know it's going to be a brutal battle, and I do know that hopefully Nick Dowd gets in it with Chatfield, or Willie gets in there with Chatfield, because I remember at the end of the season, it was a good slugfest.
Okay.
Yeah, tempers were definitely boiling over in that last regular season meeting where there was like 100-plus penalty minutes.
Yes, it was awesome.
Yeah.
It was awesome like you guys are.
All right. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
So that would be
Chats. Thank you, fellas. Thank you for the time.
Jalen Chatfield. Buddy. And who did Dowder get into it with?
Can't remember.
Yeah, so Jaden Chatfield is the guy. So I don't think I'm going to like Aho.
Because?
Hey, the good thing about Aho.
His face gets on my nerves.
His wife just delivered their first baby. So maybe he's been staying up late.
Hmm.
Like helping tend to the newborn. I'm kind of grasping. That's probably hasn't been the case he's getting ready for Caps Canes.
I mean, I know he's very good.
What's wrong with his face?
I don't know. It just looks like he would be a jerk.
He's got a very punchable face. Is that what you're saying?
Just looks like he would be a jerk.
All right. Don't forget, coming up later, we'll give you a chance to win another pair of tickets to go see the Caps when they take on the Hurricanes. Game 2 Thursday night. We'll give away those tickets before the show is done. All of our Caps content brought to you by Ace Computers. Ace Computers proudly recommends Windows 11 Pro for the U.S. military. Made in America. Check out acecomputers.com now.